The city of Richmond was established in 1905, and for almost all its history has been dominated by the massive oil refinery that now carries the Chevron brand.
Chevron, for many decades, dominated the politics of the city and pretty much got its way on issues related to air quality, environmental safety, and workplace safety issues.
That's Steve Early, a longtime labor activist and writer who moved to Richmond in 2012, just as the city's politics were beginning to show a notable turn to the left. It's a change he documents, contextualizes, and celebrates in his new book, Refinery Town, Big Oil, Big Money, and the Remaking of an American City. A central thread is the emergence of the Richmond Progressive Alliance, which coalesced from a cluster of single-issue groups working on housing and homelessness, police accountability, and holding Chevron to higher environmental standards.
People came together under the banner of the Progressive Alliance, kind of a united front of dissident Democrats, members of the Green Party, some Peace and Freedom Party activists, independents, and created a membership organization and an electoral formation and a community labor coalition. It's a hybrid group that not only runs candidates, but year-round organizes around community issues.
The RPA backed its first slate of city council candidates in 2005, when Gail McLaughlin became the first Green elected in Richmond. That, Early notes, began an impressive string of electoral victories.
Winning 10 out of 16 mayoral and city council races since 2004 for a progressive organization is probably one of the better one-loss records in the entire country.
All this is even more impressive given the massive campaign spending against them in recent years.
Over the last three election cycles, Big Oil, Big Soda, and more recently, the Landlord Association have spent over $7 million on Richmond elections, maligning their critics and promoting their own more business-friendly candidates, all of whom have lost.
The Richmond Progressives have used their hard-won positions to instigate changes that have improved the lives of city residents, Early notes, through the hiring of a new transparency-oriented city manager and community-minded police chief Chris Magnus. Early says the openly gay top cop left an important legacy in Richmond.
Given the 10 years that he got to make real deep institutional change, the police department that was only 20% non-white is now 60%, much more diversity in terms of women being hired. The community policing experiment in Richmond has quite rightly been heralded as a model for many other cities.
Today, Richmond can boast a sharply reduced crime rate, a budget fleshed out with greater taxation from Chevron, and a recently passed rent control measure, now being contested in court. These gains, Early says, can be credited to a pair of key qualities within the Richmond Progressive Alliance: patience and persistence.
They did not expect overnight results in a community where municipal politics had long been dominated by an informal establishment coalition that consisted of Chevron, the Chamber of Commerce, the Manufacturers Association, wealthy developers, and conservative building trades, police, and firefighter unions. Only incrementally were progressives able to win positions first on the city council, then the mayor's office for 8 years. And now, as of last month, the Progressive Alliance has a 5 out of 7 member progressive supermajority on the city council.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.